Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Cauliflower. You see the cauliflower?
Cauliflower.
Down about 30%. It's bargain time at the cauliflower bin.
Go get your cauliflower. Yeah. Do you roast it? Or do you, what do you
you roast it. You roast it. Or little al dente, just a little boil, just al dente. Nice and crunchy.
Yeah, I like it raw. Good for the heart.
Anyway, no cheese.
Mike, look. No cheese.
No cheese.
No cheese. Yeah. Hey, we've got exciting stuff going on in financial markets, Mike. Significant developments in the US. You just talked about that. We'll talk about that soon. But at home, food prices fell last month. So we have to ask the question now, has the sort of momentum shifted? Because the food price index fell 0.9% in October. Now, there was a fairly sort of broad-based move as well. But rather than just looking at that one month, Mike, let's look at the annual percentage change because it continues to moderate. So annual food price inflation is now sitting at 6.3%. Now, Mike, do you recall earlier this year, do you recall us ranting, us raving? We were apoplectic about the food price index because it was sitting in the 12s. Remember that? Well, 6.3, it's almost half what it was. So, look, the biggest contributor to the annual number was the grocery group, up 7.9% in the last 12 months. Restaurant and ready-to-eat meals not far behind, 7.7%. But, you know, if this food price index continues this way over the next couple of months, that bodes very well for fourth quarter inflation. Of course, it's early days. But, hey, let's be optimistic, shall we, Mike? Now, the thing I want to talk about, Mike, yesterday, food price index was part of a release which is now termed the Selected Price Indexes from Stats New Zealand. So this includes the food price index. It includes also the rental price index and some new monthly price index data. And I know it's kind of sad that I'm excited about new data series, but hey, you know, each to his own, right? For the record, rents rose 0.4%. We've got these new indexes. You've got alcoholic beverages and tobacco, petrol and diesel, domestic and international airfares. There's an accommodation index as well. So all part of a move to more monthly info. Stats New Zealand is now producing 45% of the CPI basket of goods and services monthly. So this is a good positive development. Looking very quickly at the new index, and I would say we need to sort of monitor them a little bit just to understand them, so we don't want to overanalyze them just yet. But you have got evidence of heat coming out of domestic airfare pricing. Fell 9.4% in the month, so they are volatile. Well, let's widen out the lens a little bit. They're down 6.5% from a year ago. Domestic accommodation, that rose a little bit. International airfares fell 7.5% in the month. Again, volatile, but they're 15.8% lower than a year ago, so we are getting some movement there. Petrol was down 1.1%. This is great and a good development, Mike, that we're getting timely inflation data.
Righto, that American number we like.
Here we go, here we go. As I'm looking at it right now, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, both of those indexes are up almost over 2%. That is a grunty lift. And the 10-year US Treasury has fallen precipitously, Mike, precipitously. It's down almost 20 basis points. Very significant move for that asset. Why has this happened? Because we had a US CPI overnight and consumer prices have risen at a lower than expected pace across the board, 0% flat on the previous month, up 3.2% from the prior year, 0% from the month. It was expected to be 0.1. There is what's called a super core measure. The Fed Reserve looks at this. It's the core services minus housing. That was up 0.2%. Last month, that was 0.6. So it's a third of what it was last month. 3.7% for the year. That's the lowest since 2021. Now, we know the Fed looks at what they call PCE inflation. That's the key inflation number for them. But such is the focus at the moment, Mike, of the Federal Reserve and this fight against inflation that all inflation-related data is being seized on. So financial markets over there pushing down interest rates, that's delivering the boost to share markets. They've still got this conundrum, you know, trying to engineer a soft landing, trying to sort of walk that tightrope between too much and not enough. But at the moment, it sort of looks like they might be getting there.
I like it. Super quick, Napier and Warehouse. Warehouse did okay on groceries, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but weak quarter one update from a point of view of sales. So it could just be the Warehouse losing a bit of market share, but not a great insight and strength of the consumer. And Napier Port Holdings had a tough couple of months. Cruise ships are back there. The result yesterday was a bit better than expected. Share price up 10% the last couple of days.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is at 34,805. It's up 466 points, 1.36%. The S&P 500 up 82 points, 4494, was over 4,500 a second ago. It's a 1.9% and 2.07% rally in the NASDAQ, 14,052. All good. FTSE 100 up 15 points overnight, 7440. The Nikkei was up 110 points. That's about a third of a percent, 32695. Shanghai Composite up 10, 3056. The Australasian market strong yesterday. ASX 200 gained 0.83%, over 7,000, 7,006. The NZX 50 up 80 points, 0.75%, 11,173. The US dollar has fallen on the back of that CPI number. That means the Kiwi dollar is stronger against the US, 0.5986, 0.9221 against the Aussie, 0.5510 euro, 0.4793 pounds, 90.22 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,965 and Brent crude, $83.20.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.